Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Your tax dollars at work.
Which brings me to the other development in $30 car tabs. And again, it's Sound Transit that is getting the $300, $400, $500 that you are being illegally overtaxed on your car tabs. And that's why the people said 55% to 45%, overwhelmingly, the people said, we want $30 car tabs. And last night, our state Supreme Court divided 6-3. They said, yeah, you know what? We're going to have an injunction and you're going to have to. Today was the day, by the way, the $30 tabs was supposed to kick in. So if you just got your renewal tab notice, you're screwed because the politicians have rigged the system. Your vote does not matter if you voted yes on this. The will of the voters does not matter. They want your money, and that's all that matters. And so they will do all these legal maneuverings. They'll do everything possible to try to ensure that we keep paying this overvaluation tax on our cars. Essex Porter at Channel 7 covered this yesterday.
The courts throw something out or they put something on hold that people voted for. What do you think?
Well, why are we voting then? I mean, if courts can just overrule the public.
But with so much at risk for Seattle, Mayor Durkin sees it differently.
This ruling vindicates voters.
Jenny Durkin, this ruling overturning the will of the voters vindicates voters. Hey, look, as I said, Jenny Durkin's partner, they won't get married because they don't want to file the financial disclosure that would then be necessary, but her partner's worth an estimated $100 million. Jenny Durkin lives in a $10 million Lake Washington waterfront mansion. Her partner purchased the most expensive real estate parcel on Whidbey Island. Jenny Durkin is filthy rich. She ain't a one percenter. She's a 1/100th of 1%er. And so, again, just the soullessness of somebody who is filthy, stinking rich. And here you have voters, you know, in Pierce County, Snohomish County, who get no benefit from Sound Transit. They got to pay $300-$400 a year. Now, to Jenny Durkin, that's tip money. But to families who work hard and are middle class and are working class, that's the difference between them taking their kids on a fun family vacation or not. But Jenny Durkin, in the twisted mind of the left.
This ruling vindicates voters. Because remember, what Seattle was most focused on was vindicating the voters who voted to tax themselves for the transit they need.
Okay, by the way, and she doesn't acknowledge there, of course, that Sound Transit lied to the legislature to get that vote on the ballot and then lied to the voters saying that the average car tab increase would be about $80. They lied to get that vote.
At the hearing, the judge was skeptical of the description of the initiative voters saw on the ballot.
Read that and then read the text of the initiative. Is it misleading?
Okay, so that's what the judge is saying, that the ballot title was misleading. And so, in other words, what they're saying is you didn't know what you were voting for. You're too stupid, voters. You need smart people like Jenny Durkin and Peter Rogoff and Salah al-Tamimi. You need them to really interpret what you meant, which is insane because the No campaign spent nearly $5 million. There was no Yes campaign, except for my radio show. And they say you didn't know what you were voting for. And, of course, the attorney general is the one who wrote that ballot title, and now he has to defend it. But there's a lot of thinking that Bob Ferguson intentionally sabotaged this 976 initiative.
Confusion over whether the initiative would also restrict local voters from adding car tab fees played a key role in the judge's decision to put 976 on hold.
So I think it's very frustrating, I think, for the average voter to see themselves voting over and over again for an initiative and having the political system say that they were confused and they didn't know quite what they were doing.
Yep, that's what they're telling us. You're just not as smart as the judges and the politicians. You didn't know that you were voting to cut your tabs to $30, even though it was a $30 car tab initiative. The judge is throwing it out temporarily until the Supreme Court can hear it now, because we are too dumb. I mean, this is a dictatorship, man. I'm telling you, this is a dictatorship around here right now. Votes don't matter. Why vote? And that is your big lead.